Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And, you know, I tell you something. If we could do a serious talk show, I mean like a serious talk show, this would be a bad time to do it.
What do you mean?
Because there's so much to talk about and so few places that, I mean, really, you know, you could really get into some serious stuff like that immigration conversation we had. You could really talk to people seriously about it, but there's so much dumb stuff happening out there. I don't know whether or not, I don't know that we're any smarter, you know, but there is a lot of, you know, stuff.
But it's not talk about stuff like the way you do.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Whatever.
Thank you. All right, let's get to Ted Bell. I'm sorry I brought it up. Ted's with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to talk about a story that I thought was fascinating about a waitress that wants to spit in people's food.
Ted's
wow.
Beverly Hills.
Is that a Ted?
Come on down. Hey, listen, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. The baseball season in full swing. We've got lots going on in our prime rib room. Of course, Mom and Dad and Grandma live in that prime rib that we have fresh cooked every Sunday night, slow roasted. That's exactly right here at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hi, Ted, and welcome to the show. It's been a while since we've had you on for a segment.
Well, we're very happy to be a part of the program, Phil, as usual. And, of course, we are excited about the summer months are here. It's a great place to go with the family and have a steak and enjoy the delicious food here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I'll tell you something, our service is second to none. We are absolutely a family-oriented restaurant. It's a place where we, you know, love to have you bring the family.
All right, the story here, and it's a fascinating story of, I think I said it. I think that Facebook is a great place because, if nothing else, it shows us just really how stupid some people are and what they're willing to do to promote that stupidity, although that's not exactly what they're doing.
Now, hold on. I know the story you're talking about. Do you want to get into it now? Or?
Let me first of all, get everybody else up to speed.
All right.
And then, you know, I want you to give me your opinion on this. Now, listen to this, folks. This is a waitress. In the case of a California Chili's waitress, this is Chili's, Ted. It's not a restaurant that is a high-end steakhouse like yours, but nonetheless, it's a very well-known restaurant here in California. She's just been fired for posting an angry rant on her Facebook page. The incident began when this young woman was stiffed on a tip. She took to Facebook to let off some steam. She said in this rant on her Facebook page, she said, "The next time you tip me $5 on a $138 bill, don't even bother coming in because I'll spit in your food and then in your effing face, you cheap bastards." Now, what did the manager say to all of this? Well, that's where the story gets complex. There's a Reddit thread that exploded with comments overnight in response to the claim that this lady got fired, apparently. She was fired because of these comments, and she, the thinking being that obviously... And you're the restaurateur, so you just tell me where I'm going wrong here. But the thinking being that they don't want somebody there issuing threats like that.
All right. Well, I do have an opinion. I understand people's concern. I understand the young lady going public like that and going as forcefully public like that as she could it's going to cause people concern. You understand, though, Phil. That these waitresses and these waiters, they live on these tips. Now, we do pay minimum wage, but the fact of the matter remains that the tip is what constitutes, this is the lifeblood of any food server. It is as true at our restaurant, which is Ted's of Beverly Hills, which you're right, is a high-end steakhouse, as it is at Chili's, which is one of these mid-level sort of diners or restaurants.
Yes, it's not unlike a Denny's, right?
Well, I would just say not unlike a Denny's. Chili's probably considers themselves a cut above Denny's. I would, too. I you know, certainly none of them are as high-end as ours. But here's my point. These waiters and these waitresses live on these tips. How do you ensure, if you're a waiter or a waitress, how can you ensure that you're going to be tipped properly?
Good service.
Not true. Not always. Not always. No. No. See, you just jumped in with good service because you think those are the magic words.
Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be people...
No, it's not. No, good service does not guarantee you a good tip. Good service is good service. And you can provide the best possible. I've got people that work for me, Phil, that have been with me for the last 10 years. They're food servers. They work in our lounge. They're fantastic people, and I will keep them on for as long as they want to be here. And I know there have been nights that they have absolutely been stiff like you wouldn't believe. Like I can tell you this right now, I saw a very well-known Hollywood actor, and I'm not going to give any names out here. I can give you initials.
Ted, you don't want to get yourself in trouble.
Well, BP, that's the only thing I'm going to say.
Don't even go there. All right, so it's a well-known Hollywood actor.
All right, well-known Hollywood actor who came in and dropped probably about five bills on the entire dinner. Well, $600, I think it was. Came to $600. They got a bottle of very expensive champagne. And I want to tell you this. The tip on that, and this is a conservative, the tip on that should be around $120, $130, maybe $100.50 if you really... And he left a $50 tip. So, and this was one of my best servers. I put her on that table knowing that I wanted everything to be great. And we had actually two, three servers on that table. We had a captain over there. We had it all going on. All right. Now, she gets stiff. So what does she have to ensure that that won't happen again?
Well, she got stiff.
So hold on. What does she have to ensure that won't happen again? You don't want anybody to say, I'm going to spit in your food. You don't want any server to say that. And yet, the average customer to any restaurant should be aware that the risk is real. And
What does that mean, I should be aware that the risk is real?
You've heard enough about it. You've heard people talking about it. You got this young lady on Facebook. You've seen... you know that some of these people are going to do something which it's a proactive, if you want to call it that. It is insurance.
No, I don't know. You're talking about actually spitting in the food. You're talking about actually defiling or defouling the food in some way.
I didn't say that. What I said was, how do you ensure that you're going to be tipped?
All right, let me ask you this. Here was one of your best servers. Here was a guy with a lot of money. He came in, he stiffed her. Why wasn't he worried about her messing with his food?
I'll tell you what, because this guy was a movie star, and he thought that his you-know-what doesn't spell. He thought he was better than that. And
so what is he supposed to think now when he comes in the next time that it's going to be...
Well, I don't know that an individual like that is ever really going to get the message. I think with someone like that, you have to be very clear. Now, I don't recommend that my food servers come up to someone and say, if you don't tip me well, I'm going to spit in your food. I mean, that's what this girl did on Facebook. I would fire her, just as this company did. And yet I understand if there's a way that they can communicate that. Some people need to be reminded. And Phil, I don't endorse it.
Well, you're sort of walking a line here. You're sort of saying you don't endorse it, but at the same time, you understand.
No, I'm not doing any of that, Phil. I'm telling you that I simply know I know how these waiters and waitresses... Look, I started out as a food server when my father owned this place, all right? And believe me, it was the most disgusting period of my life. I spent 2 years... as a working as a bartender and as a food server here at Ted's, and I can tell you this, and I'm not trying to be trivial, and I'm not trying to be funny. If there had been a pistol available to me at that time, I probably would have taken my own life.
And good. But this was when you were what?
When I just told you, when I was a food server, my father ran the restaurant. If I had found a gun somewhere, I would have blown my brains out. That's how vile and foul the experience was. And
what made it that way?
Just dealing with the customers. Dealing with the customers. Dealing with the food. The food, the customers, the combination of all of it made me want to vomit. And cheap? You don't even know what cheap is. So when I took over the restaurant, I said, well, I want these people to be treated better. And I will tell you, Phil, that I don't want to see anyone spit in the food, but when our cocktail waitresses or our food servers are serving a table and they want to somehow get the message across, and a lot of them do it in different ways, they can cough a little bit, they can mention that they've got a cold, something.
So in other words, something that delivers the threat that some of that fluid is going to get into the food of the people. And that, I got to tell you something. I don't know how you could countenance that for a minute.
I am telling you, Phil, I know they're going to do it. I don't want them to do it. I know, but this is an unwritten code among waiters and waitresses. You don't understand. Have you ever been a food server?
No, I haven't.
Well, why doesn't that surprise me? I don't think you understand.
I've never been a food server. People in my family have. But they have, and I've never heard any of them say that this is insurance, the threat of spitting into someone's food to make sure that they get a good tip. Our number is 877. Hold on, Ted.
Well, there's a lot more.
Hold on, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to talk to Ted Bell some more about this woman who went on her Facebook page and threatened to spit in people's food if they didn't tip her better. And this is a kind of insurance as far as Ted Bell is concerned. You don't want to encourage it. You don't want to see it. You don't want your people talking about it. You would rather never have to deal with it. But it is a kind of insurance for food servers to get a good tip. We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are here open every night. That's one thing people ask. Are you open 7 days a week? No, we are not. We're open 5 days a week. We're closed Monday and Tuesday. But it feels like it's 7 days a week sometimes, Phil, as hard as we work here at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Well, that I like that. Now, that's a good advertising slogan.
What?
You should say, we're not open 7 days a week, but it feels like we are. That's how hard we work.
Well, I got to tell you, it's true. We work very hard to make sure that people enjoy the food and the service here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And
all right, so if I'm a customer of yours, Ted, and I'm coming into your restaurant, and a waitress of yours is taking my order, and somehow she is going to give me the message that if you don't tip me well, Mr. Hendry, I could spit in your food. And she's doing that by what, coughing?
Well, no, Phil. Look, the reality is these waiters and waitresses work very hard. How do you ensure they're going to get a good tip?
You give good service.
And you know as well as I do, good service doesn't mean you're going to get a good tip any more, Phil, than being a good person in life means that people are going to treat you well. It just doesn't work out that way. So I say to my servers, you know what? I don't want to know. I don't want you doing anything, but I don't want to know. And so we hold the line. We will not. We don't want anybody doing anything, you know, bad.
But you don't want to know.
But you don't understand.
But I'm getting back to my question.
All right.
If I am sitting there and I'm about to order a steak and your waitress comes over or your waiter, whoever the food server is, and they say to me, Mr. Henry, what's your order? And I say, boom, boom. And now how are they letting me know that they may spit in my food if I don't give them a good tip?
I don't know. That's up to them.
You gave examples.
Well, I mean, I know that some of them will cough and make comment that they had a chest cold, something that gives an indication. And I know, Phil, that it's nothing that I think you should be proud of. I don't think any food server should be proud of it. But it's something that indicates that they're going to have to cough and maybe fluid.
You listening to yourself?
What does that mean?
What it means is you are tacitly approving of someone spitting in food to ensure...
No, I did not say that. I didn't. I said I am aware of the fact that they will indicate to the customer that they have got the ability or the willingness to, what's the term that the kids used to use? Hawk one up, okay?
Into my food.
I didn't say that they would.
Well, what I'm hearing here, Ted, is a guy who is, you know, you're really riding the fence on this.
In what way?
Well, in this way. You're saying to me, I don't approve of it, I don't like it, it's a reality, but these food servers, they work really hard, and how are they going to ensure that they get good tips? And it isn't good service, as I said to you, good service doesn't ensure tips. And I, by the way, I agree with that.
Oh, well, you agree with it now. All right, you're agreeing with it now that you've had a chance to think about it. See, I have to think on my feet with my job.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, I do agree with that.
Yeah, you agree with it now. So where does that leave the food server? They need to be able to send the message very clearly, if I don't get a good tip, then your food, you know, is going to change somehow, or there will be an effect on it.
How are you going to ensure, how do you know whether you're going to get a good tip before you get the tip?
Well, first of all, you don't. That's why you send the message.
But I mean, how do you know that your message hasn't been sent?
Oh, there's plenty of ways of knowing whether you're going to get a good tip or not. Because first of all, you can go ahead and recognize certain cues in the person's behavior. Are they making eye contact? Are they complimenting you? Is the wife or any of the kids, if there are children or there is a wife there, are any of them making eye contact? Are they rude? Are they, in other words, sending the message very clearly, we won't be tipping you, or it won't be a very big tip?
You know, I've been known to tip really well, and I don't even say a word to the food server other than thank you very much, and do you want anything? No, I don't want anything else. That's it. That's all I say, and I'm involved in conversation.
Oh, you've been known, huh? Well, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry, we aren't all money bags. You know, and
I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying that I have been in restaurants where I haven't made eye contact or I haven't talked to the waiter at all.
And you think you left a good tip?
I know I left a good tip.
What do you leave?
I leave 20%.
All right. You know, cue the crickets. I don't. What do you want me to say to that? Am I?
Are you trying to tell me that's a cheap tip?
I'm saying it's a beginning. Are you trying? You think that 20%, Phil, at one time was a good tip.
Are you trying to tell me that 20% is not the standard?
At one time, the standard was 15%. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember when it was 10%.
Well, guess what? Times are changing. So when you say to me that you leave 20%, I have to tell you, and I tell anybody in your audience that's listening, oh, boy, I don't know where to begin. That's not even going to – that won't cut it. That's just not going to – 20% is good, but it's not going to cut it. So how do you let people know you want a good tip? You have to do things. You cough, you say excuse me, and you cough into a handkerchief, or you say excuse me, and you spit into a napkin, and when people look at you shocked, as they will, you say to them, I'm sorry, but I have a chest cold. I'm sorry, but I have a sinus infection. I had one of our servers who was, I thought, very resourceful, and they never did anything. They never spit in food, but they used to say, I'm sorry. But I hope I don't have mono, or I hope I don't have, you know.
So in other words, you're just scaring the living hell out of the people at the table.
No, you're not. You're sending a message, Phil, and hopefully the message is going to be this, that I am expecting a really good tip, and I am hopeful that you like the service that I'm providing you. But, you know, right now I feel like I've got pneumonia coming on. Anything that will send that message.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, and it would surprise you, Ted, we'll be right back with Ted Bell, that I've never, ever had a food server do that. I've never had anybody serving food coughing into a handkerchief or hawking up into a you know, napkin or spitting, anything like that. I've never had anyone like that serving me my dinner or any other meal at any kind of a restaurant, so... This must be a recent thing. We're talking about a woman, a food server at Chili's restaurant in California, who was so upset with a lousy tip that she went on her Facebook page and she went on a rant saying, the next time you tip me, you know, lousy, I'm going to spit in your food. She was fired, and obviously it did create a little bit of controversy there on the site and other places like Reddit, but she was canned, and in my opinion, good move. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Henry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Beverly Hills is sponsoring this portion of the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I want people to understand that when you come to Ted's, your food is treated as if I'm serving it to my own family. And we're talking theoretically here.
Exactly. But you are also talking about your waitresses and your food servers at your restaurant.
But I don't want anybody, if the message is getting out there that when you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you are going to be coming into a restaurant where the waiters and the waitresses do not take absolute care of the food that they're about to serve you, and if the message is otherwise getting out that at my restaurant, people are, as you put it, Phil, defiling or defouling the, you know, I don't think you can defile food because you defile something that is a religious, symbol, and I like the food at our restaurant.
No, I understand. I might have used the wrong word.
All right, but the point is, I can assure you, I don't know anything about anybody doing anything to food at our restaurant. Now, you want me to say to you, absolutely no, the waiters and waitresses don't spit into your food? There isn't a restaurant owner in America that can make that claim. And,
oh, you got to be kidding me, Ted. That's not a very good way of promoting your business.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Henry. I think I'm capable of promoting my own business.
But, I mean, are you trying to say to me that this is just a standard thing that is going to happen?
I didn't say standard. I said if you want me to come out and say no waiter or waitress at Ted's of Beverly Hills or any restaurant in America has ever... the kids use the word, I don't know, hocked one up or...
You don't have to say hocked one up.
Well, you know, I can't make that claim. I it's impossible, but I will tell you this. I don't know of it. I'm telling you right now. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to see it. I sure as hell don't want to have a meal served to me that somebody did that in. Unless, of course, I had made them angry, or I had, for instance, if I had said I'm going to cut your pay or I'm going to fire you right after your shift, then I fully expect that they would do something. And generally, my after-work meal, I always order up one of our steaks, probably a baseball steak, and I have a Caesar salad. And if I had fired someone and I said, but you can stay on to the end of your shift, and, oh, yeah, go get me some dinner, are you kidding? I would expect that they would do something in the food.
And would you eat it?
But I would have to. If I ordered it, yes.
So you're going to willingly eat the meal? Boy, I tell you.
Well, you do not understand my business, and I don't think you understand very well how difficult it is for a lot of these young servers.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me get to a phone call here on the line. Linda, go ahead, Linda. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi. I waitress, and I would have never thought of doing that. I wasn't paid well. I wasn't tipped well. And I think that the thing on tipping with being, if you give good service, you get a tip.
Right.
Times have changed. My sister-in-law worked at a restaurant, and there was a mandatory gratuity.
Just beep in it, Derek. Okay.
Okay. And... she didn't know that she was going to be taxed on that mandatory gratuity, even though the customers in the small town in Alaska where we are, they don't tip. It's just not understood in a lot of areas. It's hard enough when you go out like we did today for a hamburger, a club sandwich, and a Reuben and paid $82. And,
all right.
60 was the meal, and the 20 was the tip, because my husband tips 20%. But he's a rarity.
Well, 20% on a $60 tab is $12, I hate to tell you. But
he was more generous than that.
That's very generous of him. Very generous.
But not everybody can afford it or can do that. But there are some restaurants that report the gratuity, whether the waitress or the server gets it or not. Because
did you say that you were a food server at one time? Did you say you were a food server one time? All right. Now, I just want to say this. This is Ted Bell, okay? I own Ted's in Beverly Hills. I realize it's Alaska, but I will tell you this, that I don't know why they don't tip in Alaska, because I would think that Alaska would be a wonderful place to begin to tell the customer, hey, look, I work very hard. And,
not in rural Alaska. Maybe in Anchorage or Fairbanks or Juneau. But you go into a small community of 300 to 900 people, you're not going to get that.
Well, I don't know why you say that, because if you look at I don't know, but I'm gonna be really stupid now and say, if I go to a restaurant in a 300-person community in Alaska and I look at that waitress, I'll bet you anything, she's not a bathing beauty, and the threat of her doing something in my food, you better believe I'm gonna tip.
I don't mean to be funny. That's the new standard.
I'm just being stupid. Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I guess it will make me really think, and a lot of people really think, about the restaurant business and maybe kind of change a lot of habits. And that's not good for the restaurant business.
If I had someone that
I even suspected had a cold or a flu, they would not work a shift.
Well, these people have to work. They've got children. A lot of these women are single mothers.
I have family, too, and I've had to work odd jobs. All kinds of things.
But you don't want a waitress going on the job, Ted, and spitting. Do you want her giving this illness to people?
No, I don't, but what am I going to do? Oh, you stay home because I know you've got children to feed, but guess what? You stay home anyway. If she can go on the job and spit into a napkin and get some guy to cough up, pardon the pun.
If somebody's cold and they work with the airlines and they're a ticket agent, they don't go to work.
You know what? Can I say something to you, ma'am? I've worked around a lot of entertainers. You sound exactly like Bea Benaderet, who was an old voiceover actor. She did the voice of Betty Rubble on the Flintstones. Have you ever thought about going into that work?
No. I'm retired. I'm going to be 64 years old this year, and I've worked multiple jobs, but I have never worked in any voiceover.
And I can tell you, if you get into the voiceover business, one thing you won't have to do is say, oh, I'm going to spit into your food unless you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great, but here's a woman who was a waitress.
I wouldn't have to do that anyway. I have worked multiple jobs and multiple professions, and
if you worked for me, Linda, I would say, you go ahead, you go, girl, you're great, and if you want to go ahead and fire, and I hate to say this, but the kids call it a nostril rocket, is that what they call it?
Are you serious?
What?
Are you serious about that, man? You're going to have people do that into people's food?
No, I did not say I'd have that.
But you're saying you'd look the other way.
What am I supposed to do?
God.
If I can interrupt you, Dylan.
Go ahead, Linda. Go ahead.
Ted, what you're supposed to do is look out for your customer. Your customer, if one customer finds out that one person actually did that, you would not have.
That's the end of business. Linda, hang on the line here for a minute. I want to bring another customer, restaurant, the guy. Is this Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd, you're on with not only Ted Bell, but Linda.
Linda, how are you? This is Lloyd Bonafide.
Hi.
Hi. Phil, this man, Mr. Bell, I have eaten in restaurants my entire life. I'm a Korean War veteran. My wife and I enjoy going out to dinner. I take family members out to dinner, and I will make no bones about it. If a food server I suspected had spit or what have you in my food, I would tear that place apart. And
what is that supposed to mean, sir?
I mean I would tear your place apart. I'd start with the bar. I'd work my way into your dining room, and by the time I was done, you'd have no restaurant left. It would be garbage.
Well, that's just the anger of the situation. But
exactly.
With all of the viral diseases around, what's the difference in somebody who may have some kind of connection in their disease and somebody who has AIDS spitting in the food? It is a death threat.
I'm not particularly concerned with getting a disease because at my age, I've got nothing left.
You know what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I understand that, dear, but at my age, I want to go out in a like the tail of a comet. I want to go out with a fiery, and so in other words, you'd want to rip my restaurant apart. If you've got people firing nostril rockets or whatever it was that you said, you better believe it, sir, and trust me when I tell you, by the time Lloyd Bonafide walked out the front door of your restaurant, what would be behind me would be smoldering, glowing, and there'd be no roof.
Good God. Wow.
What is, Bill, I just heard a terrorist threat on your radio show against my restaurant.
No, it was not. The man...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm not a terrorist either.
No. The man was saying he was so angry at what would... I would be that angry, too. Linda, thank you. You're very kind for pointing out those things to us here on our show tonight. Thank you.
Okay.
877. Thank you, dear. 877-876. Phil is our number.
You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? No, I want to say something, Phil. I've been sitting here listening for the last few minutes.
Go ahead.
All right. I have been listening to people saying to me that my policy that built Ted's of Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something, my friend. I built this place brick by brick, board by board, nail by nail. And that's how I'll take it apart, too.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
I built this place, I'm going to say it again, brick by brick, board by board, nail by nail. If you think I'm going to endanger my business by allowing food servers to come in with every kind of disease, some of which could be, let's be honest, some of it could be the sexual diseases that you get on toilet seats. I don't know if that's true or not. You don't get sexual diseases on toilet seats. God! Hold on for a minute, sir, and I'm getting advice on STDs from who? I'm a Korean War veteran. Okay, you got me there.
Hold on for a minute. We got to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. I'm taking advice on STDs from who? I'm a Korean War veteran. Okay, you got me there. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. And we're talking about waiters and waitresses, one of whom was on her Facebook page saying that she would spit in people's food if she's ever stiffed a tip again. And she was fired. Fired by the Chili's restaurant chain here in California. World famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Absolute nerve you have of saying that to me. Gentlemen, if you come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, it will be the greatest dining experience of your life. Everywhere you go, there is the threat that a waiter is going to do something to your food, is all I'm saying.
All right, well, that I don't know is true.
I'm a restaurateur. You can have your opinion. I know you're a customer, and you're entitled to your opinion, but I can tell you that I do everything that I can. I do everything in my power to make sure that our food servers don't spit in the food. But let me ask you a question. How do I ensure that they don't do that?
I can tell you how you ensure it. Every step of the way, you have eyes on those food servers. Every step of, and you hire people to take pride in their work, and they're not slobs, and they're not low-class scum, and they take great pride. You have a high-end restaurant.
Wait a minute. I don't need to be lectured on how to... I asked you a simple question.
You have a high-end restaurant. I would think that servers in a nice restaurant like that are proud to work there, are happy to work there, and are proud of the food they serve. You know, and
if they don't get tipped, if they're only making minimum wage, and they come into this so-called high-end restaurant, and they're getting stiffed morning, noon, and night, and they walk out of there with about as much money as they had walking in, and they don't know how they're going to eat from one day to the next, they don't know whether they're going to have socks to wear with those shoes, are they driving to work, are they hitchhiking to work? What am I going to do then if I got food servers that are hitchhiking in with shoes and no socks, no underwear? You know, in other words, Phil, it...
Boy, I got to tell you something, man. Then you need to pay your people better.
Oh, my God. Didn't I just tell you that it's the tip
I can't imagine any restaurant that's so-called high-end like yours, and people are getting stiffed morning, noon, and night on tips.
Well, my friend, you just haven't been... Well, you just don't...
I mean, to the volume that you've got people that are not living properly. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Ryan. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Ted Bell.
Hey, I was just going to say, I mean, if I walked into a restaurant and my family and I sat down to order, and I even got the slightest inclination that this person was threatening to spit in my food, or they were sick and they were coughing and spitting into napkins in front of me, I would talk to a manager, and I would have that person removed from my table and had somebody else brought over. And if that didn't take care of the situation, then I would leave, and I would call the Better Business Bureau, because that is absolutely uncalled for.
I agree with that. What do you say, Ted?
Well, I don't blame the gentleman. I wouldn't want him fearing that someone's going to tamper with his food, but I don't think it's as easy as just noticing that someone is spitting into a handkerchief. I mean, there are a lot of different indications they're going to give you. What if they simply say, boy, it's hot today, and they absentmindedly wipe an armpit?
Yeah, but the point is, they're sending a message to this man, right?
Well, I mean, they're basically...
That's ridiculous.
Sir, you know, if you tip well, then you
have nothing to do with it. If I get good service, I will give a good tip. If I don't, I'll give them 10%.
Well, I understand that.
It has nothing to do with whether they're going to spit in my food or not, because you're gonna tip off of what the server does.
Well, that is in theory, yes, in theory. But you would be surprised.
No, legit.
As I said, I've got
the bottom line.
Well, maybe with you. But I have to say, I have no
chance of American.
Sir, I have to tell you, no, that's not true. You can serve you can do the greatest job as a food server, and sometimes you get a lousy tip or no tip at all. That's just the way people are.
Yeah, there's
now,
always
you're a good man.
A douchebag out there, but
yes,
for the majority
all right,
of Americans.
And so, how do you change
you're gonna
that?
You're going to take out the frustrations off of somebody that did not tip right. You're going to spit in people's food that would tip right?
No.
How do you expect
people
to tip from
no,
them?
No. I do not want them to do that. What I can't do anything
but
about, and that I don't.
You're saying,
I don't necessarily.
Oh, well, going to happen, so
well,
I'm just going to let it happen.
I'm
you're
simply saying this. I'm saying that a food
right
server
now, bro,
should be
never
allowed
the
freedom
restaurant because
food
it sounds like
be...
you run a great shift there. Let me tell you.
No, you're misunderstanding. The food server should be allowed to send whatever message they want to send. And
yeah, but if they're sending the message in your restaurant that, watch out, pal, because I may spit in your food.
Well, how do you know?
You just got done saying they're going
to
wipe their...
If your server were to send any kind of message, they were going to spit in my wife's food, you better believe it. I would get up and I would lay them on their back because I'm not going to put up with that. And then I would come to you. And if you didn't take care of that situation, you'd be finding yourself picking yourself up off the floor because I'm not going to put up with it.
Sir,
if I had to go to jail over it, I don't care.
Sir, the only way that you would get any indication that someone would spit in your wife's food, that would have to be one of our mail servers. And the way they telegraph that is they look down their shirt as if it's too hot, you know. And
wait a minute. You're giving this guy the signals?
I've seen, yeah, mail servers.
He probably teaches this stuff in his restaurant.
No, I do not. I'm just telling you, I'm
but
aware
you read the
of
book
what
on
it is.
It, right?
No, sir. I'm aware of what food servers are going to live the lives they're going to live. They are their own people. They party together. They, you know those people. I mean, they're young.
No, I don't.
And they do their thing.
Right?
Well, they're very young people, and they like to make sure they get tipped well. Sometimes they go to the, I've seen.
This is absurd.
My mail servers will put their hand down their pants or down their shirt or something like that.
I'm not going to have a food server at my table putting his hand down his pants.
Do that around my
face.
I dare you.
That's what I'm saying, the signal. If you want to know what the signals are, I'm giving them to you. If he's going to spit in your kid's food, the hand goes in the pants.
Phil, I can't believe you even have
this. Oh, come on, man. Why would you? Hey, Ted, you've got a restaurant. You do a really good business. Why would you talk this way?
I'm trying to let the guy know. God, I can't do anything right. I try to tell you what's up.
Obviously.
You guys are mad at me.
So in other words, if a guy sticks his hand down his pants while he is taking my order, he will spit in my kid's food.
If you don't tip.
No, if he
and
puts
if he
his
looks
hand
down
his pants in front of my kids, in front of my wife, he's a dead man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's up to you. But I'm just saying, that's him saying to you.
You're telling me that your mail servers are over there putting their hands down their pants in front of customers?
No, sir.
What are you doing, hiring a bunch of pervs?
No, I am not, sir. I'm saying that the signal generally, if they're going to spit into the kids' food, is they make like they're going down into their pants. They don't put their hand down in their pants.
What in the world?
You know something? It's a bizarre.
Is he living
bizarre,
in America? Is he on planet Earth?
Yes, sir. Beverly Hills, California. That's about as much as planet as well.
All right. Listen, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Appreciate everybody's call. It's our News and Information Hour coming up next. Lots to cover. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, whatever. It's another wasted night. Now people are going to come into my restaurant just to see the food servers and stick their hands down their pants and go, hey, there it is. You know?
Well, it could be worth a little tourist money.
On second thought, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You can see our food servers put their...
All right, anyway, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry.
And...